This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You bring up what you want. That's the point here of the program. And welcome to it. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria. And, of course, you can bring up anything. But last night on the show, it's actually the three of us, same crew last night. And we ran out of time before we really got a chance to get into the story that you had brought in, Aria, about the latest victim or potential victim of so-called cancel culture.
Yeah, surprisingly, it's William Shakespeare that they're trying to cancel now by removing him from, you know, high school curricula and stuff like that.
Wow, from high school curricula. This is like a mainstay of high school curricula. Now, I got to say, I'm not a huge fan of Shakespeare just because he's just so hard to read. It's difficult. I remember trying, like, as an adult to actually read some Shakespeare probably within the last decade of my life. And if it hadn't been for, there was like a, I had like a plug-in for my browser, which you could just kind of click on a word and get a definition sort of pop up from the dictionary. Because there's okay. Just so many words in there that I do not know. I feel so clueless and ignorant when I'm reading Shakespeare, because he has a vocabulary, or she, some people say Shakespeare might be a woman, a tremendous vocabulary that I'm just completely, it leaves me behind. And so I'm constantly checking. I'm not saying the stories are bad. I mean, you know, I've right. enjoyed the stories generally when I can understand them. Usually that's when they're made into a movie.
I'm with you on this. I prefer any movie made that's based off of Shakespeare's work
yeah.
or anything that's more contemporary, because, you know, he's like Nietzsche. He's very difficult to read if you're not well-versed in the languages of the times.
Time. Yeah.
Ever had to read some of it in high school, and I remember hating it so much, like Romeo
because,
and Juliet. And
but why did you hate it so much?
I just thought it was so boring. We read Romeo and Juliet, and the thing that's 10 Things I Hate About You, it's based off of, mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, if but nobody I mean, were here, our co-host, he'd probably know.
He's well-versed in Shakespeare.
He can actually just, like,
quote it.
Say, yeah, quote the soliloquies or whatever, the monologues.
He can't. That's one of the things that makes Shakespeare difficult to read, in my opinion, is that, you know, they're all plays. These aren't right. novels or short stories or anything like that. It's plays, so you have to do extra imagination in order to understand what's going on, because people are supposed to be moving and acting and stuff like that, but all you get is the dialogue.
It's the Taming of the Shrew. That was the other one.
There you go. I mean, there have been a ton of movies that have either been directly made from Shakespeare as close as possible to the original form, yeah. and then others that have been made as far away as possible, just using the general story arc of Shakespeare. So there's no doubt that Shakespeare's had a tremendous literary influence and beyond, which you would think he'd be untouchable by cancel culture because of that, because everybody has had some, whether they hated it or loved it, everybody has had Shakespeare in their life at some point.
Yeah, he's probably the most influential writer in Western culture. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what the issue is. But, you know, everyone who has come after Shakespeare, either because they were influenced by someone who was influenced by someone who was influenced by Shakespeare, or because they were influenced directly by Shakespeare,
right.
he's the most influential writer in Western culture. And, of course, that's why they don't like him, right? Because Western culture represents misogyny and sexism and classism mm. and racism and colonialism and all of these other isms that the left, the woke left, doesn't like.
Right, and, of course, I don't know how many of his stories have to do with men fighting over women or whatever, but, I mean, there's definitely some stereotyping as far as characters go, right?
Yeah, and I would expect that from someone who was writing in, like, the 16th century.
Right, because you're writing to entertain crowds. You're writing to entertain just average folks.
Yeah, just like I don't expect, you know, the founding fathers of the United States to be hardcore Austrian economists, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just not the world they lived in. They didn't have that knowledge then. Society hadn't progressed to that point.
So I think we all have our critiques of Shakespeare, as I'm sure many people do, but it's not just your standard critiques that are leading to him being canceled. What are they saying about him?
Well, this is from the New York Post. I had a different article from the Washington Post that mm-hmm. was a bit better, but paywall. So we're going to the New York Post instead.
It's not even worth mentioning them. Don't even mention them.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare, thou hast been getting canceled. An increasing number of woke teachers are refusing to study Shakespeare, accusing his classic works of promoting misogyny, racism, homophobia, classism, anti-Semitism, and misogyny.
Jeez, I mean, that's basically everything that they hate.
Do
they hate those things?
No, do they promote those things?
I couldn't tell you. Probably. I think the Taming of the Shrew had a Jewish stereotypical character in it. And there's probably certainly some level of misogyny in class. Well, Taming of the Shrew was certainly misogynistic, but it was still funny. I mean, a lot of things are.
These
you know?
People don't have a sense of humor.
That's true. And I think that's the real problem here is that people have forgotten how to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
A slew of English literature teachers told the School Library Journal how they were ditching the likes of Hamlet, Macbeth, and Romeo and Juliet to instead make room for modern, diverse, and inclusive voices.
Oh, God.
Shakespeare was a tool used to civilize black and brown people in England's empire, insisted Shakespeare scholar Ayanna Thompson, a professor at Arizona State University. Teachers also need to challenge the whiteness of the assumption that Shakespeare's works are universal, insisted Jeffrey Alston, who is head of a Michigan high school's English literature. Why are they asking a high school teacher what his opinion is on this complicated subject?
Because he's banning Shakespeare, I presume.
Presumably. Former Washington State public school teacher told SLJ, it doesn't specify who that is, that she banished Shakespeare from her classroom to, quote...
Salt Lake Journal? No, Salt... I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Salt Lake Journal?
It doesn't specify, I don't think.
Anyway.
Banned Shakespeare to stray from centering the narrative of white, cisgender, heterosexual men.
Wow.
Eliminating Shakespeare was a step I could easily take to work toward that, and it proved worthwhile for my students. Others said that they were sticking with Shakespeare, but reframing his works through a more modern lens, reinterpreting it, so to speak.
Or telling all the class how he's so wrong, but yet he's still important.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Sarah Gross, an English teacher at High Technology High School in Lincroft, New Jersey, says she was teaching Romeo and Juliet, quote, with the side of toxic masculinity analysis. In her article, To Teach or Not to Teach, librarian Amanda McGregor acknowledged Shakespeare as a genius wordsmith responsible for masterful wordplay, creative use of language, biting wit, puns, and innovative characters. Still, she understood why so many of the teachers were grappling.
But why, oh why, didn't he make any of his characters trans?
It's a fair question.
Maybe it's because the king would have killed him or something, right? Like, this guy was trying to, or whoever it was trying to appeal not only to mass amounts of people, right? You didn't have in the, what was it, when was he, 1500s or something?
I think
like
it was
that?
The 1500s.
You know, you didn't have the ability to just put something out there on the internet and have a niche audience come to you, right? Like, you were putting on plays for the lowest common denominator. And at the same time, you also probably didn't want to upset the king because he could have you, you know, your head could be chopped off.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't include a trans character because a trans character in the 16th century would have been put to death.
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been the end of the story. Like, oh, this person's trans. Oh, they were executed.
They probably would have executed them just for having a trans character in the story.
Also
and
true.
Executed any actors who were trying to play a trans character in the story.
Yeah, didn't men play women back then?
They did. That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know if they would have cast.
I wonder if it's... would that make them trans?
That's a good... No, it's just acting. See?
Okay, so they were drag queens. Or drag kings? No, drag queens would be right. Shakespeare's works are full of problematic, outdated ideas with plenty of misogyny, racism, homophobia, classism,
anti-sex. That's what makes it interesting.
I don't know if that's what makes it interesting, but the stuff is still interesting. Yeah. That's pretty much the end of the article. They just go on a little bit more. With the final word meaning misogyny, Oh, misogynoir. They keep saying that, and I just interpret it as being misogyny. But
what is misogynoir?
It's misogyny aimed at black women.
Oh, noir as in black. Oh, okay, as in dark.
Okay. I wouldn't have called that if they hadn't pointed out. Why not just misogyny then? Is misogyny worse if you're black instead of white?
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. If they can come after Shakespeare, no one is safe. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And also want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, learn about cryptocurrency, and, well, congratulations, Bitcoin has hit over $52,000 now. I mean, it's almost not even worth noting unless it goes up another $10,000 because it's like $1,000 a day, $5,000 a day. I mean, it's just, it's all over the place, but it's going up, 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 and the amount that it goes up is just, it's dramatic at this point.
I remember complaining, when, I don't know if complaining is the right word, but remarking on Twitter a month and a half ago, maybe, that I was sick of seeing people declaring all-time highs for Bitcoin because it was just going to keep happening every single day. And yeah, sure, we still have those people doing it every single day. I guess it's good because different news sources are doing it. Oh, well, look, it hit 52.
Yeah, I heard, I think it was Mandrick on Twitter. He was saying that people should be preparing their 56K modem for when we hit $56,000. You know, like AOL graphics and things like that, 56K modem memes for Bitcoin hitting that. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more. There's a Get Started button right at the top of the page. It's not too late for you to learn about this stuff.
Not at this rate.
We're just outside of the first decade of Bitcoin, okay? So, I mean, think about how long gold and silver have been around and considered as money. Think about how long some other forms of money have been in existence. I mean, things like credit cards or checks. Bitcoin is, and cryptocurrency in general, is not going to go away. This stuff is going to stay with us. I mean, I don't like making predictions, but I think that one's a pretty safe prediction to make. I'm not going to tell you which one is going to win, because we don't know. And anybody that tells you that they know is probably a cult member.
They're trying to sell you their new crap coin.
Right. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can get started there. Learn about Bitcoin BTC. Learn about Bitcoin Cash and crypto in general. And if you're not new to crypto, then you want the latest news headlines, I'm sure. Go to news.bitcoin.com, and they'll give them to you there. That's news.bitcoin.com. So you can bring up what you want here. Coming up, this headline. I'm just going to read this headline. Quote, "It just symbolizes everything." Unquote. Biden's bring presidential PDA back to the White House. Historians and relationship experts agree the first couple's romantic gestures aren't just genuine, they're restorative.
So when they say PDA, what do they mean? Are the Biden's
public
like,
display of affection?
I'm aware of that, but I mean, are they like holding hands? Are they making out? Are they groping each other? There's degrees of PDA, and some of them I'm comfortable with watching old people do, some of them I'm not.
Well, I mean, by no means do I pay close attention to politicians and what they do in general, so I'm certainly not watching generally long enough whatever it is that they're doing to see them touch one another or whatever. And, you know, I'm fine with public displays of affection. Doesn't bother me in the least. I think that's great that people are able to and comfortable with showing affection in public. However, when it comes to politicians, I find it all to be very hollow. And very
because they're sociopaths and are therefore not really capable of genuine love.
It's also weird because they're like they know they're being watched by cameras and stuff like that's just kind of weird.
That's I'd say you nailed it there, Aria. That these people are sick, and so anything that they're doing like this is probably an act, you know, to make themselves seem like they're more normal. Like they're more like the rest of us, which is a lot of what they do before an election as well.
Right.
Vincent did a good job of playing this, because we don't pay close attention to politicians at all on this show, but former co-host Vincent Freeman of ShireFreeMedia.com, or Vincent Moore, whatever he's going by now, he's got a show that he does on DLive at Shire Free Media there, and he played during the election and after the fact, he's been playing a lot of clips of these politicians, and there's a lot of stuff like, oh, Kamala Harris, what's your favorite ice cream? And then, you know, she'll talk about her favorite ice cream, and, you know, Joe Biden's there with his grandkids, they're all having ice cream together, and it's like, oh, look how human these people are. These people are just like you.
Did you see the one of Biden at Camp David playing Mario Kart against his granddaughter?
No, I missed that one.
Evidently, he won.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think the whole thing is suspicious.
So it's a setup.
Yeah, this 80-year-old man beat this 9-year-old at Mario Kart. I don't buy it. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't buy it for a second. That's probably his first time ever playing a game. Did they have the bumper tracks on where, you know, you put them on Rainbow Road and let's see what happens?
Right.
And on Wii, it's hard. It's extra hard on Wii.
Was it on a Wii?
They were playing one of the arcade ones that was made specifically for arcade. I think it was made about the Wii era.
So let's just start into this here from Politico.com. It's just hard to believe this is even a news story, but this is how, you know, loving the media is towards these Democrats as compared to, say, Trump. On a mission to rebuild institutional norms and help heal a hurting nation, Joe and Jill Biden are trying something novel after 4 years of the Trumps, a little tenderness. Since Inauguration Day last month, the first couple have been conspicuous in their frequent public displays of affection, from a fleeting kiss before boarding Marine One to a cozy morning stroll among oversized candy hearts on the White House North Lawn.
Oh, that's disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting because of how they're fawning over it.
Oh, yes. This is a... We're not going to read this whole article. I'm just going to give you a taste of how bad this is, and then we're going to discuss it. Because it just goes on and on. It goes down to, like, the history of politicians touching. If you scroll not even a quarter of the way down the page, there's a full-frame, full-screen photo of Al Gore kissing his wife.
Oh, I thought that was Bill Clinton from over here and Hillary. I was like, I have never before seen that.
Yeah, basically the same thing. I mean, it was his vice president. But going on. So the Bidens are spending their weekend at Camp David with family are representative not only of their resilient 43-year marriage, but also of the new president's self-proclaimed tactile style of interpersonal communication. And although Joe and Jill Biden...
What the hell does that mean?
Tactile means to touch, you know, something okay. You can touch. We know
is that
Joe,
what they're calling his touchiness?
That's what I'm saying. Right. We know Joe loves to touch.
Little girls.
Yeah, there's a lot of video, and I believe the website's still up. In fact, we were wondering about this the other day, joebiden.info. So if you haven't seen this, yeah, it's still there. The headline at joebiden.info, Joe Biden is back to take a hands-on approach to America's problems.
Hands-on, indeed.
And then you can watch him make some very inappropriate moves on some very young girls. But back to the story here from Politico. And although Joe and Jill Biden's shows of warmth are just the latest in a long history of presidential PDA, they're even more pronounced in contrast to Donald and Melania Trump, whose sometimes chilly public interactions shattered the steady cultural progression of first couples growing increasingly comfortable expressing affection in front of the cameras.
She was a supermodel. That's what they do. They look angry and walk straight.
I mean, there's also the fact that she married Trump for money and he married her because she's a supermodel who would sleep with him in exchange for some of that money. So there wasn't a whole lot of love there in the first place, but he certainly could have paid her a few extra $100 a month for a couple of kisses on the cheek for the cameras or something.
It wouldn't matter anyway because they would still get hazed by the media. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Are you impressed by politicians showing affection for one another? Does that actually do something for you? This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zients also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries. from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is promising more power is coming to the state, telling reporters earlier today a coal-fired plant and nuclear plant are online, which will help those who can't turn on the lights.
More than 2,000 megawatts, which will provide additional power for about 400,000 homes.
USA Radio News. Longtime radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead, the 70-year-old passing away after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer, a diagnosis he revealed was terminal just months ago. Former President Trump saying he spoke with Limbaugh a couple of days ago by phone and noted he was fighting until the very end. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas.
We urge people in the affected states to, of course, listen to their emergency management officials.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 90 points to close at 31,613. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Morning.
And Aria. We're talking about the disgusting topic. I mean, I don't try to gross my audience out. I really don't. So I want to apologize for this topic. It is about politicians, and that alone would be bad enough. But politicians actually kissing one another and acting as though they have any kind of human tendencies or desires or, you know, needs or whatever.
Well, like Mark Zuckerberg pretending not to be an android, they have to pretend to be normal human beings. And some of us see through it. We say, hey, no, you're a sociopath. You don't actually love your wife because you're not capable of love,
right,
by definition. But not everybody sees them as that.
Oh, speaking of not being capable of love, did you hear that the Bidens were, like, cheating on Jill Biden's previous husband?
I did not.
Yeah, that was some scuttlebutt that apparently came out around, I think it was shortly after he actually got elected. Somebody who was the previous husband of Jill Biden said that, I guess it was Biden, Jill Biden or whoever, whatever her original name was cheating on him with Joe Biden.
That's not good publicity, man.
It doesn't matter. He's president.
That's true. So, I mean, I guess she made the right choice. Her ex-husband isn't president.
Good point.
That's not exactly a loving way to look at things, but...
But it's like, don't think for a moment that just because Biden is the president, that doesn't mean his wife isn't as unfeeling and psychopathic as he.
Ah, good
right?
point. Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. But the interesting thing is, the left-wing media falls for this stuff hook, line, and sinker. This whole article about by Politico.com is just, it just lavishes these people with praise over this. Oh,
well, sure, he's a Democrat,
right?
And he's doing something that they love.
It symbolizes everything. Suggesting the suggestion there is that Biden is somehow, and what really shocked me was when Penn Jillette, the supposed libertarian, who apparently decided he was going to become a Democrat last year during the presidential campaign, Penn Jillette was saying that he thought that Joe Biden was going to love us.
Which would be...
But he needed him to.
Was that, did he use the word need?
Yeah.
We need you to love us, or something like that. It's like, this isn't your daddy. Okay? And there literally are people who think that about these politicians. Have you seen any of those posts?
I have not, but I know these people exist. I mean, the entire United States government has set it up as a sort of parental figure, mm-hmm. telling us what we can and can't do. Even
well, that's
progressing,
what parents do, right? They govern.
And it's progressing to the point of creating an allowance for us in the form of a UBI.
That's right.
So, I mean, it has all the hallmarks of being a parent.
The weird thing about this to me, this article, is I just remember right when Obama and Joe Biden left office last time, there were all these memes that were so funny that were about Joe Biden not understanding what was going on, and he was just, like, so old and just, like, he didn't understand anything. Why are we suddenly, like, happy to see him kissing his wife and all this stuff? Like, that's creepy. Like,
The memes you're talking about. They were pretty good.
Now he's 4 years older. So if he was a clueless... You know, elderly man at age 74, he's now, what, 78 or something like that.
And everybody was laughing at those memes. It wasn't just like
even the lefties were?
Republicans laughing at those memes. Yeah, it was like nobody thought that Joe Biden was cool at the beginning or before he got nominated as the candidate last year.
Let me go to the phones here. We got Scott. He's on the line. He is Scott the Bigot, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ian, Bonnie, Aria. How are you this evening?
Good. How do you feel about these politicians kissing on each other?
Ian, politicians are scum. I could sugarcoat it for you and say I don't like them or whatever, but if I'm not going to be honest, frank with you, why waste my time or your time
Indeed. Or
your listeners' time? They're garbage. They're scum.
I'm more curious how you feel about being called Scott the Bigot.
It's true. I am, you know, I am a bigot, and you might as well call a spade a spade. Why be a hypocrite about it? I'm an equal opportunity hater, Ian. I hate everyone.
Well, I mean,
that's not really bigotry.
No, I mean, he has said that he doesn't hate the white Protestant males. I mean, are you now hating the white Protestant males? Because you
no,
said
I like out of all the people. I'm Jewish. I told you that. I wish that I could have been a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, but it wasn't in the cards for me. But to answer your question, no, I'm not. I don't like Jews. I don't like blacks. I don't like Hispanics. I would like Protestants. But people, as I find it, forget their religion or race. Most people as a whole are basically no good. Of course there are going to be people that are good, decent. I didn't say, but the majority.
See, I hold a very different viewpoint as you, Scott. I tend to believe that people are good by nature, and that includes all people. Now, there are some exceptions, like politicians, for instance. They're not very good. People in search of power. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what part of the world you were born or what the genitals are between your legs. What matters is whether you want to use violence against your neighbor, whether you think it's okay to tell other people how to live. And if that's how you believe, then you and I aren't going to get along. But I don't prejudge somebody based on their religion or based on their, circumstances of their birth. And you do.
I didn't know that you didn't like other people. I mean, other races, Scott. I thought that you only didn't like Jews. So why don't you like blacks if they're not in some kind of cabal to take over the United States or whatever?
That's true. He does talk almost exclusively about the Jewish conspiracy. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
To answer your question, blacks, Hispanics, they run counterproductive to America. In other words, like a drag on the system. But the biggest drag of all is, as I've said in the past, is Wall Street. There's corporate greed, there's welfare greed, There are people that are a drag on welfare, but you want to know something? If you were to take all the people on welfare and you would take all the people that have stolen trillions from Wall Street, incompetence in U.S. government, money going overseas, being squandered, I think you would find that the scales tipped. I think that people on welfare, whatever, would come out a lot less than what you would find on the other end of the spectrum.
Scott, what do you mean about people stealing from Wall Street?
Say that again?
What do you mean about people stealing from Wall Street?
It's very apparent, Aria. Let's look at Jamie Dimon, or let's look at Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs.
He only mentions the Jewish people on Wall Street as though no one else is on Wall Street taking advantage of anyone.
Well, he's saying people are stealing from Wall Street. As in my experience, Wall Street is by far the biggest thief in the United States.
I agree.
Besides the government, you mean?
Right. Then what do you care about people stealing from Wall Street? They're thieves anyway.
No, you don't get what I mean. No. When I mean stealing from people on Wall Street, stealing from the American people. For example, if you've got Jamie Dimon right now that is deliberately suppressing the price of precious metals, that is hurting the average person because gold should be $10,000 an ounce. By doing that, he wants to crash the dollar, and he's jeopardizing the currency. If the U.S. dollar crashes and it's on its way out, you're going to see a full-blown depression in this country. You're going to see a revolution in this country. And that's why I hate Wall Street. I hate the United States government. I really would love to see the whole system crash and burn. And I do think that the American people, the masses, the great unwashed, as they call them, I believe there's only so much they're going to be willing to take. And I do believe that we are headed toward an insurrection of some sort in this country. It's inevitable.
So when you say the American people, you mean people of all races, sexual identities, gender identities?
Everyone. Everyone. Because out of the two, between blacks and Hispanics, and greedy Wall Street, and a lot of it, not all, but a lot of it, Jewish bankers, I take the side of the masses because they're the lesser of the two.
The masses include, Mexicans and blacks.
Yeah, by the way, there's plenty of people, Mexicans, blacks alike. There's some of the hardest working folks out there, and there's also lazy people who are white. There's lazy people who are black and Hispanic. I mean, to just judge people based on the color of their skin is ridiculous. Thank you, though, Scott, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria. We've been talking about public displays of affection, which I'm fine with. Okay? Doesn't bother me to see somebody kissing somebody they care about, holding hands, whatever. I don't care. I understand some people feel strongly about that. I don't understand that.
Well, like prudes, I guess.
Yeah, they must be really prudish.
I don't mind public displays of affection. I mind public virtue signaling of being a human being.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what these are. I don't believe Joe Biden is capable of affection toward anyone who is over the age of 10.
I think there's a point where public displays of affection are gross. Like, if you're, like, straight up making out and, like, getting super nasty with it, then I might be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, there is a certain, I think, line where it's like, okay, guys, get a room. You know, like, if you're going to want to actually, like, have sex publicly, yeah, there's probably some people that are going to find that a little bit too much. But, you know, a kiss here and there, holding hands, no big deal.
Personally, I don't think I would find it to be a bit too much for people to just be, like, having sex out in the streets. I realize everyone out there is surprised to hear me say that. But, I mean, we're just animals, just like dogs and cats and any of the other great apes, and no one bats an eye about two gorillas just going at it right in the flame view of everyone.
It wouldn't make me angry if I saw it. I'd be like, oh, my.
Yeah, that's about how I would be surprised to see it.
I remember when I lived in Utah, there was a couple that had sex on their front porch, and they lived by a bus stop, and it was, like, not caught, so that way, like, they didn't get in, like, legal trouble, but the police came and questioned them later, but
like,
there was, like, people
stop?
That saw them.
Like a city bus or a school bus?
School. It was, like, talk, but they were, like, crackheads, so that's probably why.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, again, it doesn't offend me, it's just like, okay, well, you know. Get a room kind of thing. But that's really my only response to that. But when politicians do it, now I'm offended. Now because, you know, it's like these people are not loving people. They are criminals. They're gangsters.
They're warlords.
Yeah, these are people who are willing to use violence against their neighbors. Now, Biden himself won't raise the club to swing it and hit somebody.
Because he's a coward.
Right, but he's got men who have guns and clubs and tasers and bombs and tanks and, you know, fill in the blank, whatever kind of terrifying weapons you want to talk about. He's got all kinds of men and women that will do his bidding And so is Trump and all the rest of them. So this isn't just picking on Biden. He's just the current head of the gang. And so to believe that this gang member, who considers so little about the lives of other human beings, that they're just a tool for him. They're a tool to be used and exterminated and utilized in whatever way he sees fit and his other associates. And to express any kind of emotion or any kind of love towards somebody, it just strikes me as fake. But these people in Politico.com are eating it up. They go on here saying, spokespeople for the First Family did not immediately return a request for comment on how the Bidens handle the public projection of their relationship and what message, if any, they work to deliver with their interactions.
Now, I think it's self-explanatory. If you see a couple that's routinely, like, holding hands and taking walks together and kissing each other, it's pretty obvious what message they're trying to display. One of being people who are in love.
Indeed. But most people, I don't know what most people think, but it would seem to me that if you're engaging in a public display of affection, that you haven't really thought out in advance what kind of message you're wanting to express with that. You know, like usually it's like, oh, I'd like to hold this person's hand as we walk somewhere. It's not some sort of telegraphed, plotted, you know, political, exhibition or event. Yeah, it's like, you know, we didn't have to sit down and think about what other people would think and what message are we trying to send when we decide we want to, you know, kiss or touch or what. It's ridiculous, but that just does, you know, that suggests that there's a lot more to this.
It suggests that it's not affection, it's them attempting to portray a particular public image. Because you're absolutely right. If I kiss a girl in public or something like that, it's not because I'm worried about displaying a message to people.
It's something in the moment between you and the person you're
interested in. Because I want to give the other person a message by holding their hand or whatever.
Right. You shouldn't really even think about, oh my God, what will the neighbors think? Oh, my God, what will the strangers who are passing by on the street think? If that's what you're worried about, if you're thinking about those things when you're engaging in affection with another person, you're in the wrong mindset, I think.
I would agree.
Dr. Laura Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, has described the Trumps as famously cool, citing the several times the former First Lady appeared to yank her hand away from her husband in public. The Bidens, by contrast, quote, want very much to help the country back from what I think the Trump administration continually conveyed, which was that relationships and all of the presidency is transactional rather than transformational. Huh? What the hell what does that even mean?
Who needs the presidents to display what relationships should be like for them? Like, that's just so weird.
I think that what they mean is that everything for Donald Trump was a deal, was a bargain, was a this is what I'm giving, this is what I'm getting back sort of thing. And, I mean, that's how him and his wife hooked up in the first place. Hey, you're a supermodel. I want to be married to a supermodel.
Yep.
I have lots of money. It's a give and take sort of thing. It's not an even ground. You know, we're just doing this because we're two people who love each other. Everything with Trump was a matter of let's make a deal.
Fine.
I think that's what the author is getting at.
By using the term transactional?
Yes.
But then to use the term transformational
That's just left-wing silliness, though.
I think the grossest thing about this is just that we already know that Joe Biden isn't like a sweet old man who only loves his wife and only has eyes for his wife. If you go to joebiden.info, you'll see that he would cheat on her with a child if he had the chance.
She's probably standing nearby. I mean, looking at these videos of joebiden.info, I don't have them in front of me now, but we've seen them in the past. You know, he's usually there with, like, some other Democrat person. They're usually at some kind of, like, Senate confirmation hearing or whatever. It's usually a political event of some sort.
Or a fundraiser or something.
Yeah, and they'll have, like,
groups.
They'll have people, like a family come up, and it's, like, the guy who they're there to celebrate or whatever, and he's got his family there, and, of course, they have to take a picture with Joe Biden. So it's not like his wife isn't around, okay? It's not like she doesn't know.
Well, she's a cheater. She probably doesn't care what he's doing, and she's probably off with her young men that she pays.
That's probably true. Yeah, she.
So you think she would tell him at some point, hey, it's not appropriate to keep pulling that six-year-old towards you in that creepy manner. Get your hand off her breast. What's wrong with you?
Apparently, either she hasn't said anything or he doesn't care.
It's probably that he doesn't care. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the most powerful, most influential people in the world before he became president.
Yeah, the president. Brown argued, again, this is the doc, they talk to a doctor. A president's bearing and rhetoric are like background music to the country, Brown argued.
And no, they're not. They're these two psychopaths who are doing stuff that everyone else thinks is important.
Yeah. How many people, I mean, look, this is just ridiculous to believe that people in America actually care about what the president does with his wife. I mean, most people don't even know who the vice president is. Right? There's a ton of people out there who have no idea. If they know who the vice president is, guarantee you they don't know who their senator is or the representatives are in their area. I couldn't name them all. And I'm on talk radio.
I couldn't name them.
I don't know any of them.
Right? Oh, well, you just moved to New Hampshire, but, you know.
I didn't know, and I knew less in Texas, actually, because I know Matt Santos also.
He's a state representative.
Well, see.
I meant like even the federal ones, right? Like most people don't pay any attention. They're too busy in their lives. People have actual families and loved ones to take care of. It's harder now than it's ever been to get your bills paid and, you know, keep the heat on, etc. It's not easy to make ends meet.
Thanks to all of the government shutdowns.
And the government money printing and so on. Right. People have all kinds of things on their mind that they need to deal with in their lives. And then at the end of the day, they don't want to sit there and watch a couple of old people, and I avoided using a profanity there, a couple of old people, politicians, touching each other. That's like the least interesting. They want to sit down and watch TV. They want to watch the football game.
You said this article is from Politico?
Yes.
I'm suddenly curious because I haven't really thought about it that way. Does Politico really think that your average middle-class person is really sitting there not kissing his wife because Trump was not kissing his wife, and now Biden is... Biden has reminded the United States that it's okay to not smack your wife with a frying pan.
Right.
What is it that Politico think is going on here?
I don't know, but these political people live in their own universe. They don't understand that almost no one cares. Look, we're on talk radio, right? And talk radio, if it's your life, it's easy to think that that's what everyone thinks about. In the same way that there's people who are on the internet constantly that forget there are people who don't care about the internet. There really are people out there that do not have a smartphone, and they don't go online all night, all day, or whatever. They don't. There's a whole bunch of other people out there. And the talk radio listening audience is large, but it's not as large as all of the music radio listening audience put together. Right? There's a whole lot more people out there that don't want to hear what's going on in the world. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.